step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker. Sponsored by A Private Place, The Bagwell, author Cynthia Fabin, Galaxy Press, Skip Kenny Barbecue, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical Hearing Aids, author Dan Perkins, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, iMarketing, Next Stage, Hollow, A Modern Jeweler, Prime Lending, Aaron Allman with Prime Lending, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk. I am so honored today to have Congressman Brad Weinstrup, who was elected in 2012 to represent the people of Ohio's 2nd Congressional District of Representatives. He brings experience as a doctor, Army Reserve officer, Iraq War veteran, and Congress to tackle the economic and security challenges facing the nation. In the 115th Congress, Brad serves on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Committee and the Committee on Veterans Affairs, where he is a chairman of the subcommittee, each of these committees. Brad is working to strengthen our military and national defense, help transition to civilian life, and support Southern Ohio's veteran community. He's a Cincinnati native. Brad graduated from the University of Cincinnati in 1980 and earned a surgeon. He's a surgeon and later established a private practice in Cincinnati, treating patients for the last 26 years. Army Reserve since 1998, currently holding the rank of colonel. In 2005 and 2006, he served a tour, was awarded a Bronze Star and a Combat Action Badge for his service during his time in his duties by treating patients in Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda. Brad and his wife, Monica, reside in Cincinnati with their two children. Welcome to our show, Brad.
Hey, thanks, Kath. I appreciate it.
I got to tell you, I'm so excited because we've been friends for a long time, and I'm so proud of your service and so proud of what you're doing in Congress.
Thank you.
One of these days I'd like to get Steve on with you because you really were there for him when he was shot, right?
Yeah, we unfortunate incident in June of last year, coming up on a year of that event, where we were playing baseball at 7 o'clock in the morning in Alexandria, Virginia, and a gunman started shooting at us, and fortunately, we all survived, and he was taken, let's put it that way. But Steve Scalise was hit pretty hard, and we were able to save him as well, thank goodness. So it was a different day, but a lot of divine intervention that day that saw us through.
I agree with that totally. I heard you on television the other day, and I heard Steve, and of course I'm a Fox. I love Fox, and I love liberty, and I think that all your years of service in the military and your devotion to veterans' causes, and you're up for re-election this year, am I right?
That's correct.
So tell me what you think has changed since, I hope you don't mind me asking this, since Donald Trump's been in office. for Congress, especially.
No, I think that there's a lot of things. As far as in the House of Representatives, having the majority as Republicans, what's nice to know is if we get something passed in the House and if we can get it through the Senate, we have a president that's likely going to sign on to what we're doing. And I think the tax relief bill was a huge victory for all Americans. We got more money back in your pockets. We got it more conducive for businesses to want to stay in the United States of America and expand in the United States of America and come to the United States of America. And that is where I think we're going to benefit the most from the economic standpoint.
I saw the stock market today, and it's rallying, and it's exciting to see this. I mean, I'm a small business. And, you know, since this has changed, my taxes were actually, believe it or not, lower this year, even though it doesn't come into effect until next year.
Right?
Right. It's helped me as a small business. Mm-hmm.
So this, you're going to see that more and more, and people can run the numbers and figure it out. And that's why you're seeing people getting bonuses. You're seeing people expand their businesses where they wanted to. But you know, now they have some certainty that this is the way it's going to be, and we can do a whole lot more. And so I think that you'll continue to see the economy grow. We've seen unemployment now at its lowest level in years and years. Minority unemployment is at an all-time low. And so this is a positive for the country. And I think also you're seeing some things around the world where how wonderful it was. Mike Pompeo, the new Secretary of State,
so excited
of mine,
about him.
Was able to bring back three, well, I call them hostages, if you will, from North Korea. For us here at a local level in Cincinnati, we're saddened that Otto Warmbier was not one of them in a healthy condition, and I think we're all aware of his fate. But I think that his sacrifice and what we learned about North Korea and what the world learned about North Korea, it helped enable this process today. So I think in some ways he saved these other people.
Well, you know, my husband actually used to cover Korea. Used to cover out South Korea. And he's talked to me over the years about the situation. And, I mean, this is unbelievable that we're this far in sitting down at the table, especially in Singapore, where I used to live, by the way.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's really different when you live outside of the country or you serve outside of the country, you see these things. But most Americans don't get that opportunity.
Right.
So they don't understand the logistics of it. What I've seen in Congress this year with you and others, I'm really excited about it because I think you're making the changes that you need to make and you're standing up for the people. And especially here in Ohio, I mean, I wish I was in your district. Hello, but I'm in Steve Chabot's, but what can I say?
That's not bad either.
I know Steve pretty well.
Good.
But tell me some of the programs that you're working on. You know, yourself that you're sponsoring, because I know you sponsor a lot.
Yeah, we've been really busy, to say the least. And I sit on Armed Services Committee as well as the VA Committee.
Mm-hmm.
The VA Committee, we've made a lot of changes and efforts to improve the health care system for the VA,
mm-hmm.
and create greater access to care, especially specialty care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. You know, the VA is a challenging system in and of itself because you have veterans that are in every corner of America and in our territories as well.
Right.
And so access to a VA is not always easy. We're seeing some positive things where we have community-based outpatient centers, and that's important for primary care. And what we're trying to do and have done this week, we just passed the Community Care Bill,
mm-hmm.
which we hope to name after John McCain and Sam Johnson, who collectively spent 14 years in Hanoi Hilton. And we want to name it after them as they're both leaving Congress. But we've got an opportunity now to expand care in a streamlined fashion, trying to cut out bureaucracy so that decisions on your health care as a veteran is made between the doctor and the patient. And that really is what it comes down to. So I'm very pleased with what we passed out of committee this week. And then also I serve on Armed Services Committee. And we go through a lot of work in our subcommittees to bring everything to the full committee. And we just did that this week. So I'm running a little bit on fumes this week because we passed the National Defense Authorization Act out of our committee 60-1.
Wow.
We start at 10 in the morning, and we actually finished early this year. We finished at 12:30 in the morning, but we go till it's done, and it's a process, and we have good debates, but at the end of the day, we come together and want to make sure that we're providing for the defense of our country, and like I say, it passed out of committee 60-1.
That's unbelievable.
So,
that's
people
wonderful.
People don't hear about that. Last year, it was 60-1. The year before, I think there were 2 dissenting votes. The year before that, it was unanimous. So we do our work there. That'll never make a headline. You only make a headline when everybody's fighting like cats and dogs.
That's right. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
We fight on individual issues, but at the end of the day, we vote on amendments, and we do that. We go through the process, and the final bill passed very, very well.
Right, right. You know, I try to watch as much as I can because I'm on television and radio all the time, and I need to be current on everything that I do. I remember when I first met you, and right after you were becoming a congressman then. That's how long I've known.
Yeah, you had me in right after I announced I was running.
That's right. Yeah. And no, I'm not running for anything. I'm doing my own part right here.
You know, let me say one other thing about the veterans and armed services.
Right.
You know, and as a veteran, and you know, seeing what takes place, sitting on those 2 committees. You know, we talk a lot about post-traumatic stress, but I think there's some what I call post-essential stress, and I'm sharing this with some of the psychiatrists in the military to get their opinion on. You know, there's too much of a separation between DOD, Department of Defense, and the VA, and it's not as smooth a transition. It's getting better. We're tearing down that wall. But the VA is reactive to people's conditions. Mm-hmm. If you look at the sad events like suicide, it mostly happens when you're out of uniform. The depression starts when you're out of uniform. So why is that? And I like to call post-essential stress, because when you're serving in the military, you're part of a team. You're part of a situation where your adrenaline's flowing and people rely on you being there. And when you get out and you aren't sure where you're going, or you're finding yourself without a job and not necessarily in school, this is when the spiral starts downward and the depression kicks in. And I think what we're trying to do now, and we're getting there more and more, what can we do while you're still in uniform to make sure that when you take that uniform off, you know where you're going, you know what job you're going to have, and or you know where you're going to school and why you're taking what you're taking. And I think we'll do a whole lot better as a nation if we engage more in that way. And it's the whole of the troop, right, from beginning to their career after military.
Well, I have a book for you from a veteran who, it's called Innocence Lost. He tried to commit suicide mm-hmm. when he was in his late 50s, early 60s. And unfortunately, in the state of Florida, and I'm helping with his cause, by the way, he was put in jail. And he was put in conditions, Brad, that were worse than being overseas. He had to sleep on the floor of a cell with 3 other people. I won't go into all of it. But when I heard this, I thought to myself, here's this war veteran who had PTSD and depression so bad, and he lost everything, and they did a plea bargain with him and gave him 15 years probation. So I'm fighting for him.
Well, let me tell you one thing to focus on. You may want to do a piece on it sometime. What we're doing here locally and in many communities across the country are the veterans treatment courts. So rather than putting people in jail, the veterans that have these conditions, you work with them. They get a mentor and you go through phases and you graduate from that. And I've been to some of the graduations and it's amazing to see. And it's not just current veterans. We're talking about Vietnam veterans and everything. Giving them that other chance, giving them some guidance and help along the way, and turning lives around.
I'll help with anything. And I actually work with the VA here. I don't know if you know that or not. Both my one brother committed suicide that was in the Coast Guard, and the other one practically committed it because of the PTSD that he had. So I lost 2 brothers.
I'm very sorry.
So I really understand, and that's why I've devoted myself to the veterans.
Well, that's why I want to do more on the front end so people don't get to that point
that's
where they
right.
feel that that's their only choice.
That's right. And I think that, you know, I was talking to the head of the VA that I do a lot of different things with radio-wise. And, you know, we have a really good VA here, mm-hmm. VA hospital here in VA, and part of the American Legion as well. So they're pretty supportive as well for our veterans. And now they have a home down there in Cincinnati for them, that if they're retiring and whatever.
Right.
So anything that we can do to help. So tell me what else you're doing besides all of that?
Well, there's a lot we're doing, but I serve on the Intelligence Committee, and we've been very busy. As you know, we've spent the last year and a half dealing on this so-called Russian collusion. You know, I'm very concerned about Russia or China or anybody else trying to influence our election, influence our way of life, to try and pit Americans against Americans, and this is the way they've been operating. But as far as collusion, after 14 months, we ended our investigation in the House of Representatives. It was 14 months, over 300,000 documents, 73 interviews, and we found no evidence of collusion, but either the Trump campaign or the Clinton campaign. But we did find out some other things that were going on that kind of led to this scenario. And so there's a lot of it I can't talk about, but we are seeing that the I call it arrogant authority. We have people in unelected positions that have been in our agencies for years that are bringing their politics into their actions, and that we need to flush out. And it's very frustrating right now when we ask DOJ or FBI for we subpoena certain records and memos, and they don't want to give them to us. And I have to remind them that we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We created these agencies to serve the country and the people. We have oversight over them. You can't ignore our subpoenas. Then you run the risk of being in contempt of Congress.
We're going to take a short break on that note, and we'll be right back with Congressman Brad Weinstrup. And we'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk, and we have with us one of my favorite congressmen, sorry about that, Steve, Brad Weinstrup. And, you know, half my family are medical and serve and do all kinds of different things. And you probably knew Roger Meyer. I don't know if you did know Dr. Roger Meyer. He was actually at the VA hospital training residents, and he's since retired. So, you know, I live in a family of medical people. So when I met Brad, I was really excited because he decided to serve our government. And I'm so proud of you and what you've accomplished, Brad. I just want to tell you that. I don't get to tell people that often.
Thank you.
And so that's the one thing that I've been watching carefully is what's going on. And it upsets me so bad on this contempt situation that they're not handing it over. And I'll tell you what, I have to give kudos to Fox for the investigations and the support they've given to our nation in a lot of ways about getting the truth out there. Okay. And I'm not, you know, whatever. But I think the media has done a lot of unfortunate things to help the left side of the House or whatever.
Well, let me give you an example. First of all, it just bothers me, especially as a military person, the House, there's so many people that think leaks are okay. And so during this investigation, we had Hope Hicks in, which was part of the Trump administration, young gal, 29 years old. And they have her in for 9 hours questioning her on collusion or potential collusion, right? There's nothing there. And this would be a closed interview. That's the promise you make to these people that have come in voluntarily to tell their story, to answer your questions. 9 hours she goes through questioning, but during while she is in there, CNN is reporting that she told white lies for the president. Well, first of all, none of this should have been out to the press, and this is why she's still in the interview, that it's out there. And not only that, so 9 hours later, and what you've come up with and what your story of the day is, that she, basically what she said was, you know, there might be times where I said he couldn't come to the phone, but maybe he could have, but, you know, was in a hurry, you know, so that type of thing. And it just, it's mind boggling that at this level of government, that those are the types of games that are being played with a complicit media, I might add. So that's a problem. And I think America is beginning to recognize this.
Oh, I think they are too. I really mean,
you know, we're going to continue to clean things up. How can you ever have trust in the government if you're not getting answers to your questions? And so if the representatives of the people are being denied the ability to understand what's taking place within our agencies, we have a problem. So I think the American people get that. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
It doesn't.
That's a problem.
It is. I've watched the, you know, the confirmation hearings on Ms. Haslett. It's Haslett, right? Am I correct? Of the CIA. And I was astounded at a couple of the questions that were put to her. I mean, she served for 3 terms, correct?
I'm not exactly sure. Of course, that's taking place over in the Senate.
That's over in the Senate, and I'm listening. I know, but I'm listening to all of that, and I'm thinking to myself, there's somebody that's really cares about our government and what they put them through in some of these hearings. But tell me something. Was it a shock for you to go to Washington and to actually see what was happening? Was it a shock for you?
Yeah, some of this stuff is that I was just talking about. But in case of Gina Haspel, is her nominee, is her name, Gina Haspel, you know, and others that have been going through the process, it's become very partisan.
Right.
And, you know, I look at Mike Pompeo, what he went through. Just he was going from CIA director, which was a challenge to get through that, but then going for state.
Right.
And
look at all the work he's done.
And in the committee, there wasn't one Democrat that voted for him. Now, here's a guy who went to West Point. I think he was number one in his class. He went to Harvard Law School. He, you know, went back to Kansas, decided to run for Congress at some point in his life. He's done other things, all without blemish, and they're trying to deny this. Well, the good news is he's made it through the confirmation, and you see some of the positive results of his work in North Korea, and I think you'll continue to see positive results. But you asked me if it surprised me. Yeah, it's kind of a shame, I think, at that level anyway. I mean, politics is politics. We're supposed to debate. We are supposed to debate. We're supposed to have differences of opinion and hopefully come forward with the best ideas. Let Congress and our government be a think tank for us. Mm-hmm. But when you start putting your politics ahead of God, family, and country, that's where we have a problem, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. When your politics means more than the good of the country, I think that's where we get into trouble. And I think we've seen too much of it. And a lot of it's media-driven, social media-driven, some by the politicians themselves. I'd like to see more people that have done something else besides just politics their whole life. To me, there's in a lot of cases, there's a palpable difference.
I saw some of the people that are running for governor and for the state of Ohio. And I'm so excited that they've done it because a couple of them are just outstanding people that have not been, especially for the Senate. So we'll see what happens.
I think you're starting to see across the country more people that have done something else, or in a case like me, didn't necessarily plan on ever going to Congress, but, you know, your path takes you there. And I think that's a good thing. I like to see more military, more veterans running for Congress. You know, when I first ran, what occurred to me, and one of the reasons I did run, as I looked at my career, I started with my own practice, and I was part of a large orthopedic group. I was operations chair there, ran a business, basically. And I thought, you know, we've got people in Washington that are making business decisions that never ran a business. that are making military decisions that never served in the military, that are making healthcare decisions that never saw a patient, that were never involved with the system. So I'd like to see Congress made up of people, you know, veterans, doctors, plumbers, farmers, and we have a lot of that, but we could always use more. And I think it's always better if you come in and you bring a real life experience so that you can relate to the issues that you're dealing with.
Right. What would you like to see for the future? And you're going to be back here campaigning, right? And you'll be here in November, right?
Well, I think everything. Yeah, I'm on the ballot in November. We want
who is running? Who's running against you, Democrat wise? I don't even know.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to say your opponent's name.
Oh, you're not.
So, you know, you don't
I didn't know that. I don't want to give him airtime. No, of course I have to. I'm on though. Whatever.
But anyway, I do have a race, and we'll be out there. But you know, really, I consider, especially with Congress and the House of Representatives, Senate, it's every 6 years, and the House, it's every 2 years. So in a way, you're always being evaluated. Your bosses are the people. And so that everything that you say, do, and share and vote for and is what the people can evaluate. So it's all related to your election, right? Because these are the people you serve. You serve the people of your you serve your constituents. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, we're going to continue to drive on, do the work that we do each and every day. And so it isn't a whole lot different in a campaign year compared to a non-campaign year, because you're always trying to be active, be out in your community, be with the people that have elected you, and even some of those that didn't vote for you, right? That's you want to hear from all sides, and you bring your best ideas forward.
Well, I think you're doing it absolutely.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Super job in Congress. And I'd like to come up to Washington, D.C. I used to live there, by the way. My son was born at Quantico Naval Air Station, and my middle one. And so I would really, really like to come back and come up to the office and see.
If you're in town, give me
like
a call.
I'd like to do that.
Stop by.
And I would like to, like I said before, like to get your website. I went up on it. It's awesome. And you see everything. Whoever did it is great.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the feedback.
Seriously, like the blogs. I like everything that you're doing. You're really reaching out and touching the people. And I think that's important. You know, would you like to give your website out, please, Congressman?
Yeah, well, which one?
The one I went on was the Congressman's website.
Yeah, so we have several, but if you just, I'll make it simple for people. If you just Google our name,
that's
and,
right,
our site, it'll come up.
It comes right up.
Just Wenstrup, W-E-N-S-T-R-U-P.
Okay, right.
Brad is the first name,
right.
So.
And
Wenstrup.house.gov.
That's right. So we, like I said, we want to invite you in October. And by the way, it's for all the services this year. That means Army, Navy, Air Force, everything for air power. So I'll make sure that you get it in the office and that you'll be able to attend. That would be wonderful.
Well, we'll
see what's going on. Right.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Right.
I
and thank you.
Doing that.
And thank you so very much for joining us today. It's been an honor. And thank you. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's
right.
Let's Just Talk.
Thank you.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you one of the millions having difficulty hearing? Do you know a loved one who suffers from hearing loss and is unaware or in denial or refuses to pay for overpriced hearing aids? Quality hearing aids can be outrageously expensive, costing thousands of dollars. The average cost of a single hearing aid is $2,400, and most people need a pair. iHear offers the first affordable, high-quality hearing aids that are customized to your individual hearing ability for less than $400. Hear crisp, natural sounds, again, effortlessly, so you can reconnect with family and friends. iHear hearing aids are slim, compact for inconspicuous wear and superb hearing experience, with special designs for both men and women. Get iHear for yourself or for a loved one. Order iHear online from www.iHearMedical.com or call 1-844-IHEAR-44.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on WOCY.
Our guests today are Eileen Darden of the Ace Healthy Products, and she's also a private place, which is a neurointegration specialist and a reflexologist. But she is in partnership with her brother, and she's going to discuss with us today the company's formation, how the new products that her brother Anthony Wesson created, how that was developed. And Eileen is Anthony's partner in this company to develop and carry an eco-friendly and all-natural products that kill and repel bed bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have in the studio with us today, I have Jackie Pelzel, who is with
ScrubHub and ScrubHub in Harrison, Ohio, and I also am caring First Home Health.
And our lovely, sweet, social media, wonderful gal, Olivia Murray, who is unbelievable in social media and other things. She's a great writer, and she's a very talented young lady. So, ladies, let's talk about how, first of all, your brother, why your brother started, and he's a nurse, by the way.
Yes.
Would you like to tell the story, please?
Yes, my brother's an RN, and he actually was in Desert Storm as a medic. He was enlisted in the Air Force, and they had bed bugs to all the bases they went. And the Air Force had developed a formula that would kill bed bugs, but it was very rudimentary, and it was sort of toxic. And so he fast forward to him getting out of the military. He became an RN and worked with home health care. He's a home health care RN. So he would go into homes where he would suspect that they may have bed bugs, or maybe they didn't, but he knew that he may be exposed to them. And living in the Midwest, we have really cold winters, and he did not want to strip in his garage, take off all his clothes, and then go in the house and, get rid of the bed bugs through heat. So he formulated this product. He took this product that he had was using in the military, and he re-engineered it to be able to be safe without chemicals. It's a proprietary blend of essential oils that he put together, dosed exactly to kill the bed bug, mosquito, flea and tick. And so that's how the product came into being.
Jackie, you know, you are...
We have dealt with bed bugs. Boy, have we dealt with bed bugs. Yeah.
And so tell her how it actually went into home health care before it even came out to retail.
Exactly. He actually started it for home health care because he's a nurse, and he started using the product, and then a couple nurses asked him and social workers asked him what he was using, and he told them, and they said, we need some of that. And so the next thing you know was one nurse, two nurses, and he finally realized that he could sell it to home health care agencies around the country, which is what we do. That's one of our markets, is to attend home health care trade shows and actually sell to companies like Intrum and some of the major Capital Home Health, some of the major home health care agencies in the country.
Now, is this a product that you put on you or in the home?
You actually, we do not really advertise it for eradication. It can be, but you must get your home treated. This product is used specifically, it's called personal protection, for the person who's using it, where they just spray it on themselves, their bags. Most home health care workers go in with a bag with this stethoscope and all their materials. They put it alongside in that bag. They spray before they go in the home, spray when they come out, and they're completely protected.
Good.
We also designed it specifically for a 3.3-ounce bottle so that it would also be able to take through FAA, and you could take it on the plane.
Okay. Oh, I've actually been in a hotel and woke up in the middle of the night and found bed bugs on me.
Yeah.
That was
scary.
I was actually fine until, because we had two beds in the room, and I was fine when I realized it because there was blood on my leg, and I guess I had, and I was wondering what, and then all of a sudden I saw them, and I was completely calm until I went over to my son and I saw them on his bed.
Oh, no.
And I went, but I knew because of home health exactly what to do. You bag your stuff up. There's a protocol that you take, and it was, we handled it. And I went, next place I went was to a hotel that had a dryer, and I put all the clothes, cause he was on his way to camp. And so I put all his clothes in the dryer and just heated everything up and did all the stuff that I knew to do. But it was a horrible experience.
Well, you know what I do? I gotta tell her, Eileen, when I go to hotels, the first thing I do is check the sheet off.
Yeah, check the mattress.
Check everything. And then I personally spray it all myself before I get in bed, besides myself, right?
Yeah, and that's great. But the thing about bed bugs is, remember, they feed on our blood. We're their dessert. We're their meal.
Right.
So they are very smart. Protein, right?
Right.
They feed our blood.
Right.
So they feed. They have certain hours that they feed between the hours of 2 and 3, 3 and 4. They never feed on the same schedule. And
they don't? They never do the same schedule. That's good.
No.
Well, now.
And you may not, and when you go to a hotel, you may not see them. Only 30% of the population is allergic to them.
Me.
So they never have a reaction.
Me.
They actually inject us with an anesthesia. That
so you don't feel them?
You never feel them, unless you just, like you said, you woke up and you happened
I saw
to
blood.
The crazy thing is I had surgery, a mild surgery the day before. And so when I saw the blood, I thought, huh. And I went to the bathroom to check my bandage, and there was no blood coming from my bandage. That's why I went back and checked my bed.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other thing they have besides bed bugs is mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. We have a mosquito product, a repellent. It's just as effective as a bed bug. My brother designed it for the Zika virus. It kills all mosquitoes, but his main thrust was the Zika virus, the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. And so that product is actually being rolled out on Amazon in about a week or so. It will be up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let me tell Jackie and Olivia that when I first met Anthony and I did a television show with him, I thought, oh, yeah, this is right. I'm so allergic to mosquitoes that what happens is that when I get bit, it swells up so bad.
Me too.
10 days before it goes away. Seriously. And I went crazy when I went up to New Jersey in February, March, or February, maybe it was January, I can't remember. And I didn't have my mosquito repellent. I got to tell you, I got bit. And because they're near the water, it was really warm during this period up there. I tried everything. I had fingernail polish. I had everything because I was itching so bad. Benadryl, nothing was touching it. And I called Eileen up and said I didn't have any mosquito product to bring with me.
Yeah.
And but I did, right after I met Anthony, I gave the test of all tests. And what I did was I sprayed my whole body like you told me to, right? And I went outside right at dusk. That's when they love to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't touch me. They bit Bill instead.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have anything on. I mean, no, he had clothes on. I mean, he did. But, I mean, you know, anyhow, I know. See, today was her first time doing the radio, Eileen. And do you remember when you first did it? Were you nervous?
Yes, I was very nervous.
Did I make you feel better?
Yes, she did.
Let's see. I told him.
She does a good job of that, so not to worry.
Right.
Yes, I feel much better.
Yeah, she is. She's a cutie. I can't wait for you to meet her, Eileen. She met the pro group. That's scary.
I missed the meeting. Yeah,
she missed the meeting, but we'll forgive you. Anyhow, she took Alan,
And she took Steve McCain. And she took them out to the salt room. And
Alan went too. Not Alan.
Dennis Mulholland.
Yeah, but he didn't stay for a treatment.
No. But Eileen knows what. Tell her what you experienced when you went to Dennis Mulholland's the spa up in Columbus.
Ooh. Oh, very, very soothing. Now you have a salt room. Is that what you said you have?
Yes,
it's a salt room.
It's a hot halo treatment.
Halo therapy. Halo is Greek for salt.
Right.
You breathe in salt.
Yeah. And so is this Himalayan rock salt?
Well, no. All the aesthetics of the room are all Himalayan salts. But you're there because of the medical grade salt is pulverized, and you sit and you breathe in salt.
Okay.
45 minutes is like 3 days on the beach.
Wow.
And you feel so good. I'll tell you what, you know how energetic I am.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is trying to go to sleep at night without staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning. And I went and I did the 45 minutes. That night, I slept so well. If somebody wouldn't have called me, I wouldn't have gotten up. That's how tired I was.
So I would imagine it's like breathing that salt from the ocean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same principle. Same principle.
And you're tired.
Well, and we talk about that for mental health. I always say to people, before you even see the ocean, do you realize that you feel better? And everybody's like, yes. And that's because you're starting to breathe the salt air. And that's what it does for you mentally. It just makes you feel better. Your well-being is enhanced.
Sure.
Now, these two girls have not, either one of them, I don't think, have had reflexology?
No.
Have you had neurointegration?
No.
Yeah. So reflexology is 3,000 years old, and it speaks to every nerve, every organ in the body, which allows better blood flow. And when you have better blood flow, when working the feet on pressure points, you have over 7,200 nerve endings in each hand and each foot. I do the same when you get massage therapy, they work with the nerve endings in the muscle. I work with the nerve ending that goes from the tip of your toe to the top of your head. So when that nerve ending is accessed, it creates better blood flow. The blood goes directly to that area, start to heal it.
I need to take a short break and we'll be right back with Eileen Darden of Ace Healthy Products and A Private Place. We'll be right back.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We're back with Eileen Darden of A Private Place and Ace Healthy Products. And we have with us in the studio today, we have Jackie Pelzer and we have our wonderful social media girl, Olivia Murray, who is a bride-to-be, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
I know. So here's what my thought was, girls, is to bring you all together because that's what I do. I'm a connector. And Jackie is such a beautiful place. And she could have you come and do reflexology and neurointegration as well with some of the things that she has, right? Because a lot of the people that come to her are stressed out nurses and healthcare workers and a lot, because she has the Scrub Hub. And everything is in one of these beautiful buildings, just like you have up in Dayton or Centerville, where you have your practice, right?
Yeah.
But when you see her practice or her what she has, you just, and once you go and do the salt treatment, you don't have to take your clothes off. You just have to take your shoes off, right? And tell Eileen what you sit in.
Well, you sit in zero gravity chairs. But we have two different rooms. One has a crushed floor, salt floor, and a lot of people like to lay down in the floor. They feel like it's like the beach. Kids covering themselves up with salt. We found people spooning. It's completely hilarious to walk into the room and go, okay. And then our other floor is solid salt. That way we can have a room that is wheelchair and walker accessible for so people can enjoy the room without having to worry about their gait. So, but no, it's – you got to come, Eileen.
I will. Now, where are you located?
Harrison, Ohio.
Okay.
Which is easy because you just take 275. Well, she's
275 to 74, yeah, right, towards Indianapolis, well, and we're actually the exit 3, the Dry Fort exit, and you would just come down and right there.
Well, I come down 128 because it's so simple. No, Kilby Road. I come down Kilby Road because.
What's your hours of operation?
We open up every day at 10, and on Mondays through Thursdays, we close at 8. On Fridays and Saturdays, we close at 6, and on Sundays, we close at 4.
Okay.
So she makes it very accessible for you, Eileen. And so here's the deal. You have to give her reflexology, and she'll give you the salt treatment. How about that?
We'll talk about that.
And she's working with Steve, too.
Oh, okay, good.
I know. He's a super guy, isn't he?
That's great.
He is. He is, isn't he? He's wonderful.
Well, he's a counselor, too. That's the cool part. But what I love about Steve is he's such a caring person.
He is, sincerely.
And, you know, those are the kind of people. It was like when I lost my director last year of a heart attack. That was the hardest thing I had to accept. You know, but Eileen with neurointegration, just tell them what neurointegration is.
So neurointegration is when we have harmful belief systems, post-traumatic stress, trauma, our neurological system takes in information that can be negative. So what neurointegration does is it really goes into the nervous system by using acupressure on the body, different points on the body, to recorrect those traumas that you may have had in life, and totally clears all of that out for you.
You work with PTSD. Tell her what you do as far as different people that have different everything from depression to...
So everything from depression to even if you've had surgery. This is a good one I can use as an example. So the body remembers... I was taking a lot of anesthesia. So neurointegration can literally help the liver clear a lot of that. The anesthesia stays in your system for about a year, actually. People don't realize that, but it stays in the organs and the brain for about a year. And so we clear a lot of that out. I work with vets who have come back from Afghanistan that have had post-traumatic stress by them over and over remembering that trauma over and over again. We can stop that.
Because when we go through something, we hold it in our bodies and you help release it.
That's right.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is, 70% is emotion.
And you trained under, I want Jackie to hear who you trained under because she's really special and the doctor that came up with neurointegration therapy.
Right, the doctor is Dr. Anae Campbell and she lives in New Mexico. And so I trained under her. I started training under her in 2006, I believe. And because of this work, I've been able to go all over the country and really help on not only post-traumatic stress, but even marriages where people are miscommunicating. They're literally miscommunicating, not hearing each other because of their own traumas. Being able to bring them back in alignment and save marriages.
All right. And you work with kids, too, don't you?
Yes. With children, with addiction, anything that causes you to rewiring to be correct, because the brain can rewire information,
which is pretty awesome. And so
I'm amazed.
When the first time I did it, I was holding so much in, and I had one session, and I went home and I slept like a baby, because I felt like this was lifted off of me. So I know when I need to be recharged. I need to be recharged, by the way. So when you come, I'm coming up to her place, and you can, you know, that's a good idea, you coming and doing something with her, because then you'd get all the pro members, you'd get all those wonderful people that you love. And, you know, it's convenient to you and it's convenient to a lot of the people that are, that we have, you know what I mean? And you get a new client with the Ace Healthy products.
That's right.
Yes. Have you ever tried them?
No.
No. Oh my gosh. I'm going to give her a bottle. I have one at home. I'm going to give Jackie one to try.
Jackie, I'll be to see her anyway. So.
And so we have run out of time, actually. And actually, Eileen has been with us for about 3 years now. And when you meet her, she's such a dramatic person. When you see her in person, she is such a fashion. She walks into the room, and it's like a fashion queen, like you've never seen. And I really wish you would have been with me in the wedding district the day that I got the outfit. And when you see it, you're going to love it, honey.
All
right. So give your website.
The website for our product is actually www.eaglewatchproducts.com.
That's different, because on your Facebook, you need to change that. Eagle Watch. Okay, because I need to put that up on your website or up on your pages and stuff. Okay. And I hope Jackie gets to see you, like, in the next couple weeks. That would be good.
Yeah, Jackie, I will. I'll make sure that I stop in, actually. We can talk. I'll get your number, and we'll connect.
Sounds perfect.
And thank you for joining me, all of you. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll be back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk next week. See you then.
Thank you. Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye. Bye.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by A Private Place, The Bagwell, author Cynthia Fabin, Galaxy Press, Skip Kenny Barbecue, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical Hearing Aids, author Dan Perkins, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, iMarketing, Next Stage, Paulo, a Modern Jeweler, Prime Lending, Aaron Allman with Prime Lending, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.